Dr. Jack Cruz knows what he's talking about. It's no joke. I know it sounds alien or really, you know, Greek to a lot of people, but this the establishment all knows. It's on all the white papers, CIA stuff, 60, 70 years ago, and they know stuff's changing, and from all I've seen, they're trying to make it worse, which I guess is get rid of most people or dumb us down so that we're more manageable. I'm not endorsing that, but I can see the thought process and that line of reasoning. I think if you just told everybody and mobilized everybody and got off of this divide and conquer crap, there's all sorts of stuff we could probably try to do to counter it or innovate out of it. Humans can do anything basically at this point with the technology we have, or maybe I'm wrong. I mean, what would you do if you were the establishment, Dr. Cruz? And then in closing, what do you make of all these scientists in China, Europe, here, that are involved in gravity manipulation and UFO stuff, all being murdered, killed? I think it's pretty much a message. Or were they selling secrets? Or who do you think is killing them? That's two big final questions.
All right, so let's start with the last one first. Do I believe all the anti-gravity and plasma scientists were knocked off so that this story that you and I are talking about stays hidden for as long as possible? Why? Because I believe the elites are worried about 8 billion people completely wiping the planet of them. Why? Because the real issue here goes to exactly what it was in COVID. Does humanity need to know if humanity is at risk by having informed consent from their own government? My opinion is yes. And I do agree with what you just said, that I think if we collectively put the mind hive together, could we come up with solutions for this problem? It doesn't mean that it's a full-on sixth extinction. It could turn out to be a last chapter event or, you know, a Mayan wipeout. I think those things need to be studied.
It could also trigger a new renaissance.
Well, I believe you're right. That's actually what it showed at the Cambrian explosion. If you really think about it, when the Earth defragged itself, we went from, you know, prokaryotes and archaea to eukaryotes. We're here talking about that right now as that renaissance. And I would say that I think people need to become more a little bit more facile with the science. And I want people to understand it's not that hard to learn about these effects. Just know that you are built around light hydrogen. Deuterium is a real problem. One of the things you can do is you can get involved and get yourself deuterium depleted water. You can buy this stuff now on Amazon. It's expensive. There's no question about it. I have some of the best stuff on the planet down here because I'm taking care of patients from the United States and all over the world that have these problems. They come to see me because I'm the only person that's really talking about it. And I want you to understand, I don't think this is something where you should go out and think the world is going to end in 2 weeks. That's not what I think. I think that it's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And I think geopolitics, to hide this, the stories are going to get greater and greater and greater because they're propaganda. And I think if we can come on and give people the hardcore facts, then people, I have more trust in humanity than I think our government has in us. I think that we can come up with solutions to this. And I don't want people to think that, you know, this is a boomer science that is, you know, totally nihilistic. I want you to understand there's a reason why the number one cause of death on Earth now is neurodegeneration. It's not what...
Yeah, young people, you know, are getting Alzheimer's now. I don't need to read a report. I see it all around me. People are going crazy.
Right. And that's what low dopamine people are, because they're this next step to that problem. Alex, I want to end with this. There's two things that happen also that are tied to this story. The first one, we just saw the Artemis II people come back and they had vestibular ataxia and you saw them having to regenerate. Why is that? The deuterium was coming out of their brain from coming back and it was affecting the posterior cord of the spinal cord. What's the second big one? January of 26, an ISS astronaut had to be saved because he stopped talking. They brought him back to Houston. They thought he had a stroke. Turned out he didn't have a stroke. Why? His left foramen illusio was blocked. The deuterium filled up his Broca's area. He went back in time. He became a primate. He couldn't talk anymore. Guess what the fix of that is? Putting a vagal nerve stimulator to get the deuterium out of that side. Does anybody in DARPA or NASA know this stuff? Yeah, because I've told them. I told them this 15 or 20 years ago, but now you have evidence that this is happening.
Incredible.
In space.
You got to come back again, Dr. Cruz, jackcruz.com.
What's this?
Oh,
I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this?
I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Bottom line, we are in an ever-changing planet. The only constant is change, but we're in accelerated change. With the planet, with the atmosphere, with humans, with culture, with governments, the fourth turning. Change, change, change. This is the time of change. There's always change, but we're in the accelerated change. We're talking to Dark Journalist about, well, he was coming on years ago talking about the different factions suppressing advanced technology. He was on a year ago predicting a bunch of murders would expand ahead of disclosure if Trump really tried to do this. Now there's just murders every day. All these top UFO researchers dying, top scientists being found burned out and murdered. I mean, people saying, they're telling me they're going to kill me. I'm not going to commit suicide. A day later, they're dead. And it's people that are into gravity control, secret UFO projects. It is crazy. So, hey, people think the NFL is important. The future of the planet is what's important. We'll come right back here in a moment after this important breakdown with Dark Journalist Daniel List. This information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they don't care, they come together and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing, you go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and they're just, oh, they're all nervous. Everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, when he's on TV, like, there'll be 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's a kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. I
could have 1,000 UFO expert guests on, but I like to only have a few that have the best track record of being accurate. And I've been following Daniel List's work for years, obviously having him on for years, but worked for the Wall Street Journal, you name it, filmmaker. He was on like a year ago saying, this group kills people, and if Trump really goes for disclosure, I think you're going to see a lot of death. Well, now it's official U.S. government study. Like, why? They're saying it's 11 scientists. Folks, it's hundreds. But it's people over gravitic control. It's not anti-gravity, folks. It's gravity manipulation, gravity control. And it's people involved with the secret space program, all of it. And they're saying, they're coming to kill me. They told me they are, and they're dead. And top UFO researchers that also get into the globalists. And you know, I think Daniel List is right. I tracked it back. It was when I started talking about the secret space program more than I had before. I think that was the cherry on the top. They were worried I would have people on that knew what was happening. Not that I knew that much, but that it was a conduit big enough to break through. In fact, I was told that. They've admitted that. Rockefeller Foundation documents came out that the show's big enough that it could break out. But now they got a big problem because there's so many people that have got huge shows now. So I kind of feel safer. But that, just being honest here, I'll do what I have to do even if it gets me killed. But it does feel good to know there's a lot more people doing it. You know, it's good to have numbers here. It's like in the horror movie where the killer is picking you off one after the other. But Daniel List, we've had prominent UFO researchers commit suicide in the last few days and die. We have all these scientists dying. We have all these Chinese scientists dying. You're a very credible, prominent guy. I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but if you started to get a little bit of your skin crawling, a little bit concerned yourself. Again, you know me, I'm not a dramatic guy with you personally, but I just wanted to ask that question up front. Hope you don't mind it. Are you getting a little creeped out here?
There's no question about it. And it's great to be back with you, Alex. I do want to actually spotlight that when you took on the UFO issue and started speaking about the secret space program, I noted a genuine uptick, and I mean serious uptick in your legal issues. And I noted it back sometime back in 2017, way back there. So, I think it's definitely true. And when you put in a brave fashion this type of material, which was very often relegated to the sidelines because they didn't want people talking about these types of things, when you put it in a major platform, then the entire game changes.
And they knew now I was doing it seriously. I wasn't doing, this guy saw an alien in his backyard. I was trying to do serious stuff.
Yeah, well, you were doing the thing which is so missed in the UFO field, which is combining the deep state background. This is often the case that I've brought up, that the deep state researchers know so much more about how the government operates. And the UFO people, they don't have that background. You know, they know about cases, they know about this or that, but they don't know how the government operates. When you put those two things together, it's like a fusion. And that's why all the research that we were doing last year on the missing scientists and all the rest now is before the president's desk. And he's saying, oh, we'll get an answer in the next week or two on this. I hope it's just coincidence.
And suddenly they're finding bodies burn out months or years ago. Suddenly they're finding the dead bodies.
Yes, exactly. And that's James LeBlanc. And he was on one of the most serious secret programs for NASA. He was only 29 years old. And he did this famous pattern again that I've pointed out over and over, which is leaving the phone at home, taking the car, and bringing it to a stationary location. Those are instructions by handlers. There's no question about it. When you work in those secret programs, they tell you what to do. And when we're looking at the list of these scientists, the case of LeBlanc is particularly important because he was literally incinerated inside of his Tesla at that airport. And when we look at this case, we try to track back what was he into. Well, he was into one of the most serious NASA plasma fusion, nuclear fusion projects that were, period. And when you take a guy out who's been running that lab for 5 years and he's only 29, that means he was a very young prodigy. And they couldn't have that type of expertise around. I think what's going on here is we're looking at teams on the inside who have, in some way or another, got together to discuss how they are going to handle disclosure outside of the Exprotect-type groups who want to spin it into the CIA, NGA, NRO, Intel burrito, as it were. And the problem that they're coming across over and over again is their efforts and their activities now are forced straight to the surface. So that now with the research that we're doing, when you start to put those links together, you cannot deny that General William Neil McCaslin, who, you know, his position there disappearing February 27th, retired general. And what did he run for 10 years? The UFO file lab at Wright-Patterson. I mean, it's just undeniable.
And all the other top scientists and then his aides this spring. So for people that don't know, recap it. This is now documented. Explain the different factions. Exprotect, who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, we think, and who you think's behind these killings.
There's no question the X-Protect group is the one that's doing the killing. In my mind, I've been tracking them for years, as you've stated. And the thing is, here's what we're looking at with X-Protect. Their goal is to keep the secrecy in place, that wall of secrecy, as long as possible, because you're dealing with exotic technology. This is the kind of thing that could completely plummet star markets, you know, stock markets, and literally take us into an entirely different paradigm. There's no way that the public at large would be allowed to have access to any of this. We're still talking about taking Iran's oil. Well, that's way, you know, how dinosaur and backward is that? They have technology that completely throw that out the window, and this is the nature of the problem.
And Trump orders a real investigation, so he sends out investigators, and then all the key people die. It's pretty obvious.
There's no question about it. And I will say that, you know, Trump going on the record right there in February and saying we're going to release all of these records pertaining to the UFO file was gigantic. It was huge, and we saw it was, you know, interfered with by Obama. So we know that something strange was going on the inside. And then in the background there, you had a number of people who were silently being moved off the stage and eliminated. And, you know, it's interesting with the disappearance of McCaslin.
Do you remember over a year ago predicting we'd see a bunch of killings? How'd you do that? How'd you know that?
I literally was looking at the pattern, and I put it on the record because I saw the missing scientists was already a pattern that was happening.
Once and you're not normally dramatic. You're like on the show saying, I think we're going to start seeing a lot of killing of scientists.
No question about it. You know, and I try. I don't want to be sensationalist with any of the material because I know you're dealing with human lives. But I've also seen how this works directly. You know, we're talking about DOD billionaires hanging out in the background, hardware manufacturers, defense contractors. And if you have that stroke of history, when you look across it, you can see presidents warning about this through generations from Eisenhower, Reagan, and others. So by the time you get to Trump, and he's bottled in, he's in this bottleneck on foreign policy right now. But this is a guy who had the background with his uncle through the UFO file, and the background came through Vannevar Bush and also the fact that Trump's uncle had
worked. And he said he wants to release it all, even the first term. So I agree. How do we get Trump out of his logjam?
Trump has to get out of Iran. You know, this is the thing. And he's stuck. This is not him. All of his people have turned against him. You know, the Tucker Carlsons and all the rest of it. And they're saying, oh, I feel bad now that I've even done this. Well, that's heavy duty. And, you know, you've had to go on the record. He's gone after you, which is a gigantic mistake because I have to say, you know, I remember and I know that you were a big factor in getting him into office in 2016 and in 2024. So why go after your own people on the ground?
And I was just trying to get him to course correct and get out of the disaster. I didn't do it to be mean or have CNN say nice things about me. They'd hand me up by my balls if they could.
Exactly. And I'll tell you a weird thing about all this, which is you've been such a supporter of Trump that you've taken a lot of flack for it over time. So let's get that on the record. How do you go after a guy like that? But Alex, I want to ask you a question. When you see the president of the United States attacking you in his own Truth Social, how does that make you feel?
I really think of the big picture. I don't just say I think about everybody else, not myself. We're all connected. So I'm thinking about everybody. It just shows he's completely getting bad advice and basically out of his mind, because I knew it hurt his poll numbers. He's now at 32. All of this in general is killing him. Even Susie Wiles is not a very nice person, but she's been telling him for a month in the war. And so, I mean, I thought it was good. It means I'm getting his attention. I mean, I quite frankly, I just need to stop him listening to Netanyahu.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I just think about in doing this research, if the president of the United States himself wrote something against me personally, I'd be like, wow, you know, and after doing all that work for him, I think it's a remarkable step. And I think if anything, we just hope that Trump backs out of Iran, gets himself out of there, finds some off ramp. Unfortunately, the incentives for going in there, the pressures from the defense contractors and that entire national security state is heavy duty, and it's going to take a miracle. And I'll tell you, you have to have people on the inside. We've heard that people like Gabbard and others are not too thrilled with the Iran moves. Those are the things that
are important.
He almost
fired her over it, and then he told Roger 3 weeks ago, oh, I guess she's right. Now he loves her again. That's what I'm saying. He's very erratic.
Excellent. Yeah, oh, no question about it. Yeah, and you have to keep Tulsi in there because she, from what I understand, is doing a remarkable job. By the way, Tulsi knows a great deal about the UFO file and is one of the major factors in moving forward that information for the public. She's far more informed than some of these Congress people that we see whirling around. And I want to mention this, that there's a congressman out there who's part of all this, and he comes out and he says, oh, the CIA is going to give us a demonstration of summoning UFOs. Can you imagine the naivete and the stupidity of these congresspeople going along with the CIA conjuring UFOs for them to see. You know, I mean, that is hologram city. And I'm sorry, that's the setup for Project Bluebeam.
Yeah, how many of these congressmen are in on the lie, or how many are just been co-opted? Like, I think Burgett's a good guy. What do you make of what he's been saying?
Yeah, he's terribly naive. He's a terribly naive. I do think that, you know, he has the right intentions. He's trying to get to the bottom of it. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, when he talks about farm aid or foreign policy, nobody listens to him. But they'll listen to him around this, and they keep feeding him these things in the skiff, you know. And this whole thing about the skiff has to go out the window.
Oh, this is the secret, sir. We're going to give you the information.
Exactly. You know, when they get you in the skiff, it's toast, you know. Oh, I'm going to give you more later. And by the way, Alex, these are the same counterintelligence people who contacted me in 2023 and were like, if you will just, you know, stay in there, we'll feed you these little things. We'll give you the background on it. You'll understand it a lot better. I didn't do it. I put it all public and those people freaked out.
Yeah, I love Joe Rogan. He's a good friend. And some of his guests are good, but most of it's a steady diet of disinfo, guys.
There's no question. There's no question. And I can't believe for a minute that somebody like Joe would believe that nonsense. And the problem with it, really, is that they're coming in there with an agenda. They want to sell an agenda. They want to sell the Bob Lazar story for the 5 millionth time, you know? And the thing is, we've moved beyond that. And we don't need, you know, a disgraced ex-pimp to give us information about the UFO file. We have much better sources. We've moved way beyond that, regardless of how Hollywood wants to put the money behind
it. Yeah, and regardless, something big's coming with Steven Spielberg and his new movie and Trump saying a big announcement, Obama. What is it? Why is it coming to a head?
There's no question about it. Well, they've reached a point where, you know, literally the dam is breaking. So they need to control that moment, and they've planned for it for, you know, almost a century now, and we're looking at it. But here's the major problem that they have, which is the public is ahead of them on a number of factors, because there's a lot of research out there now relating to the UFO file and the idea of a UFO threat that they're pushing, or that UFO are demons, which they're trying to also pander to a certain crowd. I'm not saying, you know, UFOs are good or bad. The point is, we're looking at a technology that's being exercised by an intelligence. That's all we need to know about it at this point. And when you
that's
look
right.
at
it's
it,
it's not human, and it's, and I'm just clear from the elites in ancient history. And so, you know, there are things that come through dimensionally, whether they're third dimensional through a dimension or whatever. We know there's that class, then there's the other third dimensional class. Would you say that's a fair way to say it?
Absolutely. And the thing is, my only issue with it is that Congress has no idea. When you have them up there talking about Enoch, you know you're in big trouble. You know, you get it much. If you have people who are researchers going deep into it, talking to contactees, working with scientists, looking at the whole background, you're getting a much different background than some glib
guy. And you see from African caves to Neanderthal caves to Chinese, right? It's all the same story. Like, so that's where what's powerful is when peoples that weren't in connection have the same story about the dog star and all of it, and it's, you know, carved into the, you know, the pyramids. Now you know that's the real story.
There's no question. And when you're talking there about the Dogon tribe in Africa, they're still there, and they still have more advanced astronomy than we did. We didn't rediscover their astronomy until the 1970s. So how are they so far advanced in their rituals?
For those that don't know, they go, you see that star up there? Well, it's got this many planets this way, and that's where they come from. They told us this. And then we learn all these other cultures say the same thing.
Exactly. And what's interesting about the Dogon is they have to get on these stilts to imitate the gods that came down. So whoever they were giants, you know. And if you're looking at it from a Nephilim, from a Watcher's level, there's enough material there to understand that something totally different was introduced to humanity back there. And there was an advanced technology, and that goes back to all of the stories
guys,
of the lost
Dogon,
continent.
Dogon, what we call it, the Dogon alien ritual? What'll pull it up?
Yes, that's a ritual that happens every 5 years that they do. And what they're trying to do is
imitate. Well, you look at those African masks, too. It's like gray aliens and stuff.
They are. I mean, look at those things. They literally look like what we would adopt later as the alien thing. But see, they think of them as wisdom bringers, as light bringers. And they had identified them as coming from Sirius B. And it's very interesting because a lot of astronomers later on would look at Sirius B and say, well, you know, it could support life. This is the interesting thing about it. It's far enough away that we don't quite know.
Let's be clear. You couldn't see the stuff orbiting Sirius with even an old-fashioned telescope. But they detailed it all in, you know.
Yes, exactly. I also think that we're looking even from a biblical level. You can see a number of stories incorporating advanced technology of some kind, including the Ark of the Covenant, by the way, which is extreme advanced technology. And, you know, this is the kind of thing where when back in the day, if the Philistines got their hand on it and stole it away, it would kill all of them. Well, how do you explain that? You know, so you're looking at
what was described as changing time and space around it, right? Like almost as a Glock.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly like a physics machine. And we're looking at a rediscovery in the 21st century of a lot of this ancient technology that was so advanced. The problem is the ethics of the culture are not in line with it. So we have a very small group controlling this technology. That is what I refer to as the Exprotect group. And I, you know, you can track them in a very technical way. You don't need any broad strokes. Their technical base was in the CIA and the aerospace defense companies early on, and their cloak was the space program. So that group grew up over time. And it's interesting if you look at it, because the Exprotect group is now out in the open, because they are the ones that we put on the record before who exercise lethal means. They will destroy personalities. They will ruin careers. They'll bring people to the point of ruin. But in the final analysis, they have an assassination wing. And I put that assassination wing all the way back to the death of President Kennedy in 1963, who the Watergate lawyer, Douglas Caddy, told me on my program, and he's a historical figure. He said, well, the top CIA spy in the world came to me and said the reason we eliminated Kennedy was over the UFO file. Well, I believe it. I think Kennedy was going to share it with the Russians, and this is the nature of the problem. That's why you get a split in government, because the technology is too important to put to democratize it, to hand it out to everyone. It's just not going to happen. They want to contain that for a very small group to advance themselves and their own interests, and to keep us also on the oil paradigm. Let's face it, we're in another oil war. Alex, how many times in our lifetimes have we seen oil wars?
Constantly.
This has been going back. Yeah. I mean, you know, when they talk about, oh, it's a 47-year war against Iran, that makes them look embarrassing, because they've been doing the same thing, mingling with that whole area of the Middle East for oil for all this time. So we're still in that paradigm, and the CIA is still running the show there, talking about overthrowing, you know, killing leaders. This is what they do. It's such old hat. We went through it through the Cold War. Can we not advance into something else? That was the promise of populism and Trump. And so we need that. And part of that is this UFO disclosure, because if we get to a different point of understanding the advanced technology, we can literally have a different paradigm on the world stage as well. And by the way, Russia already knows so much more about the UFO file that's been public. And, you know, between the two of us, we're both neck and neck on the UFO file. So why don't we, just for the sake of the public, stop letting the leaders of Russia and China and America determine what we know about UFOs?
Sure. Let me ask you this for my last guess. What do you think about magnetic field collapse and pole shift? Because I know from the, I've met with big people, multimillionaires, they're obsessed with that. How does that feed into all this?
There's no question. Well, where they're getting it from is the mystery school tradition. That's being passed down, that every 26 some odd thousand years, there's a massive pole shift. But in between, somewhere in between that 26,000 year period is another major move. And if you look into the mystery school material, some of the people that I follow, like Steiner and Casey and others, they talk about the shift happening, the beginning of it in 1998, and then moving through the 21st century, causing massive upheavals and a totally different Earth changes map, so that basically, you know, in America, Nebraska would be on the coast. So
that's what they said, consciousness would change, because actual science shows it will change our brain chemistry.
Exactly.
It's not mumbo jumbo. It is, I mean, the geese came and found how to fly right now, and the butterflies. This is already happening, and it's accelerating. We'll be right back. Right now is the time to support InfoWars in its twilight. We are shutting down next Thursday night. The InfoWar continues for all of you. The AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigley. It owns the Alex Jones Network. They won't be able to shut us down. We have fought them, and we will continue on. But I need your support. The supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, it is all incredible, top-rated, so good for you. You're insane if you don't get it. And we're running a fundraiser here. All the original InfoWars products, we're not going to sell once this goes through, because even though we're battling in court, they could come back and say we violated their whatever. So if you want to get original InfoWars gear and the new update, the 1776 line, now is the time. Also, they're running mega sales every day for the next week at Bigley. If you subscribe to any supplement, you can lock it in for 50% off when you buy it into the future. Cancel anytime with one click. Sign up for any supplement subscription. You get 50% off plus a free bottle of either Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy Incredible Formulas. Ultimate Chill helps support calm, balance, and focus. Ultimate Energy helps support energy, drive, and mental intensity. Third deal on top of it. Every order gets a free mystery gift with purchase. Biggest sales ever. We want to hire more hosts. We want to expand once this is over. We want to go at least 5 a.m. to midnight every night. We've got big plans, okay? We fought all the way. We rode until the wheels came off. We're going all the way. We're still going to block the onion scammers that got exposed a year and a half ago. They're trying it again. We're going to sue the living hell out of them. Wait till after our guest leaves us. We found incredible information on them. It is so shocking. It's going to just blow you away. Guess what they're into? I don't think you'll be surprised, but it's so bad. You're not going to... I mean, it is the sickest stuff you've ever seen. Out and out Satanism. Torturing, murdering children. They love it. They're promoting it. Wait till you see this. With Will Ferrell, everything. It's all coming up. But I will continue to fight these people 110%. I love it. I'm built to do it. But I cannot do it without your backing and support. So make the decision now, especially the 99% of you, have millions of viewers a day, that never go to theoliveshowstore.com to get these incredible items, incredible knives, silver coins, collectibles. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's a free app. TheAlexJonesApp.com, Android, on Apple, it's all there. It's free. Get it. The show's right there in the center of it. And you get big discounts on the shopping cart when you do it through the app. AlexJonesApp.com. And soon we'll announce the new news site that's even better than InfoWars. It's all coming up. But I can't do it without you. You get all the credit. I need your support now. Firing the bat signal. I want to thank you all for your past support. But those that haven't supported, what are you doing? TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us. We have two new products at TheAlexJonesStore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing and they're now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. While you're there, get the Ultramethylene Blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, the reason I stayed away from UFOs over the last 32 years, when I covered them some, was I really wanted to know what was going on, not just put out headline-grabbing crap. And obviously, it was all about the secret space program and elites and, you know, our ancient history. That's where you, it's all in the Bible. It's all in the other ancient texts. It's definitely going on. It's in medieval paintings. So something that important, they're going to have a bunch of disinformation around it. And clearly, it's not even clearly, we're here on the edge of something big. But getting back to all these deaths, and I've got stacks of articles here, record numbers of Chinese scientists in gravitational control, gravitational manipulation, same thing, advanced aeronautics, they're just dying everywhere. I mean, is you think that's X-Protect globally? Because like you said, it's international. Kind of the ultimate cult in there, because early on they got control of it through the intelligence wing and then through aeronautic control, so they were already pre-positioned. They've kind of built their breakaway civilization, but unless they want to blow the planet up, they can't be in control. They kind of have a gun to our head, but as more countries and companies and individuals discover stuff on their own, there's a process of they're losing the control And they want to bring in an AI control system to try to give them control, but then that backfires like it does every time. I get a real sense they've lost control here.
Excellent point. Yeah. And there's a tremendous amount of espionage involved when you get around the UFO file, which is why the UFO wall of secrecy is so hardcore when you think about it. The thing about this and what some of the researchers were trying to point us to was Redstone. And that is Huntsville, Alabama. And that is the heart of Paperclip USA.
And that's where this latest death happened, like you said.
It is. But if you go into some that are being covered now that we put on the radar, like the Amy Eskridge death, and it was her father's research, I believe, that they were really after, the anti-gravitic research. He is another one who was right there in Huntsville. And her background, his background, go right back to a paperclip. And
to be clear, you say Huntsville's the real head of our space program.
Yeah, well, I put a exhibit up in my X feed, and it's number 6. And this story will interest you very much because it's saying that they're moving now the entire space headquarters for Space Command directly into Huntsville. And so Alabama gets the win, and Alabama's awesome. But Huntsville has this reputation of being the center, much more than Area 51. They, in the background, people who know it, understand that Redstone Arsenal is the heart of where they're doing this. And part of the things that Eskridge and others were trying to get out there, there's another one, Exhibit 9, that actually shows the plan for what they're going to do with the Space Command. But what she was trying to put out there was, this is Rocket Central, but this is where they're doing all the anti-gravitic research. And all the same CIA counterintelligence bunch came around her trying to get that information.
They got a baby Pentagon.
Exactly. I mean, look at this. This is what they're building up right now. And some of the things that she was trying to put on the record is that at the time of her death in 2022, and her death and the death of Mark McClandish also kicked this off, this entire phase. But what she was trying to say was, you know, this is what's going on, and we're right in the heart of it. And by the way, we are in the top 3 for where a nuclear first strike would occur there in Huntsville, Alabama. Why is it in the top 3? Well, there's a damn good reason. They know that a lot of that UFO redevelopment research is going on there.
Well, sir, didn't Trump just move Space Command there 3 months ago?
Yes, exactly. That's the whole point, and that's why they're getting that project. So think about it. They're moving it down there, and there's that special connection with Huntsville, which is directly Von Braun headquarters from back in the day. That's where the paperclip scientists came in, established the base, set off records, and really got us into that whole experimental rocket program, which got us the Apollo program and NASA and all the rest of it. That all comes out of Huntsville. So we're talking about Paperclip Nazi Central, the Advanced Technology Central, and this is now honing back to it and saying, well, we're going to put everything there in the heart of it. But you have to find it interesting that even on April 17th, now this is just a few days ago, there was Tony Moffitt, experimental pilot for NASA, long history with NASA and secret programs. He and his entire family go down in a plane crash, and where was their home? Huntsville, Alabama. That's the research that he was doing for NASA. So the pattern is very strongly there, and I'll tell you, it comes directly out of Albuquerque. One, that's part of the geography. The other piece of the geography is right there in Huntsville, Alabama. It has to be looked at. It has to be investigated on that basis, you know, not a showboat thing in Congress where the Congress people come up and say, like, you know, oh, I'm getting into secret areas, and look, here's a UFO orb picture that the CIA gave us. No, forget about that. Go right to the people that are involved, and the people who are trying to launch the UFO threat, put them under oath. That's the entire
point. Absolutely. What did you make of Gates a month ago saying, I got briefed by the Army and they said there's human alien hybrids and all that? Okay, somebody in a uniform told you that. I'm not putting Gates down, but just sounded like them setting him up.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, he's probably trying to put that out there for preservation, because if he has access to a certain amount of information, he wants to know, you know, oh, if I'm in the target base, you know, my wife
was
left.
That's what Burgess said about his statement. You know, he said, yeah, I don't want to confirm what he said, but I don't want to go to prison. But yeah, if you knew what we know, you'd be really scared. Remember that?
Yes, absolutely. But I will say this about Burchett, which is they could feed him a picture of a paper airplane and he would be running over a cliff. These are not very sharp. They don't understand how the CIA works. The CIA is trying to scare them. So they're not getting secret information.
Okay, but when I told you 5 years ago or 6 years ago, I was told, no, the president wants you to have this. 3D printers are going to launch the operation to Mars from the dark side because there's less radiation, blah, blah, blah. They got 3D printers. No, we want you to say this. This was I said, is that disinfo? You said, I don't know. But then now they admit that's the plan. So why would they put out disinfo through bird shit then give me something real? You know, it's different groups.
Well, this is interesting. First of all, they already know that you're going to suss it out. That's one. But the other thing is that proved to be absolutely correct. I think that you put that on the record in 2019, somewhere around there. But now the plan that they're announcing in the background, this is coming forward, is they're going to do plasmoid thrust from the dark side of the moon. That was something that nobody knew anything about them having a project for in 2019. So the information that you were getting is actually confirmed by the rumors.
Sure, but I only raised it to ask you, the Twilight Zone, why me? Why did Buzz Aldrin contact me, and I'm going to have dinner in L.A., we later had it, and say, there's a real artifact like 2001 that's actually real, but it's on the lone moon of Mars. And then Secretary later, I was like, oh, she goes, oh, he got in big trouble for that interview. And I felt like they were set. I didn't know. I felt like it was a setup, but then it was really weird. And then Buzz Aldrin told me at dinner, he goes, we found a bunch of water on the moon. In a couple of years, the Indians are going to crash a probe in, and they're going to discover it. And 2 years later, I'm in an airport and look over, and there it is. Like, why did they tell me that? So bizarre.
Yeah. It is.
By the way, Aldrin said that on the show, folks. It's not like it's a secret, too.
Well, it's very interesting about the obelisk. And by the way, Aldrin has had a pattern in the background and in the past of saying things and later regretting it or having to take it back. You know, there's a certain point where he was giving an interview in a school and a girl asked him about the moon, one of the students. And he said, well, you know, we'll find out when we get there. That's a little bit of a problem for a guy who supposedly walked around on the moon.
No, I agree. I'm asking you with your deep knowledge. I know you don't have the exact answer, but if you had to guess, why on earth I'm being told this stuff?
I think it's an effort to get you inside, you know, to say, like, we're going to feed you the inside track. And I do feel it's an influence campaign. There's no question about it. But I thought that back when you first mentioned it as well. What's interesting is I had also heard things in relation to this. And this was coming out of meetings with Trump and Elon, which I found interesting because Elon was originally part of that plan around the dark side of the moon. I'm sure he still is. But the plasmoid thrust is something that they've been looking to do on Earth for years. Now they're figuring with the gravity levels on the moon, they can test it there. This is the big breakthrough about what they're doing on the dark side of the moon. This is going to come forward, and this is what the secret space infrastructure is all about. You know, we've been paying for it in the background, by the way. And when they talk about, well, the last manned moon mission was 1972, and recently they sent Artemis up there to go around. They didn't land, but they checked it out. You know, they went further into space and all
that.
Yeah,
what did you make of Artemis? Do you think that's a real mission? What do you think of that Earthrise video? Yeah, there's shots from satellites over the moon of Mars with the obelisk that he was obsessed with, and he says aims at Giza.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. They made the movie 2001 Space Odyssey. See, this isn't an artifact that they placed there after the movie. They named it after discovering that. So the 2001 movie goes all the way back to 1968 and Stanley Kubrick making it. It's a huge breakthrough about humans in space and all the rest of it. But the thing is this, they already had seen this. They had seen the obelisk, and that's where they made the theme of the movie.
Well, what picked that up? What satellite was that? Was it Viking before it landed, or what was it?
Yeah, they've had several. As a matter of fact, they've had them interfered with over and over again. And the Soviets, by the way, in their period of time in the 60s and 70s, had a number of missions that stopped transmitting once they got to Mars. So there's been definitely active interference. And the idea over and over again that we didn't stop going to the moon, that we were warned off the moon, has to be looked at. Those are the types of things that we would need to get information about when you're looking at it. You know, oh, we're going to release this record. Well, are the records they released just going to be, oh, the Army tracked some lights in the sky? That's not going to help anything. We need to get to the bottom of, for example, what the Apollo missions saw in the first place, what we've been reviewing ever since.
Yeah, by the way, said a year ago, I wish I had a bigger crew, a great crew. We should have extra people. Somebody, you know, come on next week. Find, like a year ago, whatever you said, if Trump does real disclosure, he actually tries to go out and find where all this is. You go through this whole spiel you just did, which is great, how to actually get the real witnesses. Then they're going to kill those people, and now that's happening. So
there's no question about it, and it's a tragic pattern. The death of the MIT plasma scientist here represented part of that pattern. That is Nuno Lorero, and he was working on the secret program called Neutron Star Merger, which is something that we discovered and put on the record. It wasn't widely known that he was doing this. This is the reason.
Explain what neutron star merger is.
This is literally how to create a black hole, and you can recreate the conditions of it. Even if you have a flake of it, a small, tiny cube of it, you can recreate the conditions in a laboratory. So it represents a gigantic mass of energy explosion, unlimited energy, one, but it's also incredibly powerful as a weapon. And I believe that Lorero, when he tripped into the neutron star merger piece, stepped on the toes of the people who were studying the UFO redeveloped technology. That's where you get the X-Protect program stepping in, creating the deranged killer, Arter, you know, kind of like John Hinckley Jr. type guy. You get him in an MK-Ultra state. He shoots the people down tragically at Brown University. Then he drives up. They create the story that he breaks in Brookline, Massachusetts, to Lorero's condo there, you know, which is very, you know, all this is very hard to believe. And then takes off, kills him in his foyer right in the front of his house. Then he takes off and he drives up to New Hampshire. And literally the distance of the border that he gets to New Hampshire is like 10 feet, something like that. So he's instructed, get to New Hampshire. And then he goes in to his storage space and they find him dead in there 2 days later. Well, that's a classic X-Protect exercise. And, you know, it's tragic because Lorero had a family and all the rest of it. And he's a relatively young man. He's only 48 years old. So he had tripped into this. Carl Grillmeyer had tripped into this on his end over at Caltech. These cases are related. We have shown the relations, and you have to look for the teams that worked. And in the case of McCaslin, going back to Albuquerque, in the case of General William McCaslin, Monica Reza was his assistant. They had worked together 5 years. She disappeared 5 months before McCaslin did, hiking. And she was in the Angeles Forest in California. You know, she's doing her typical hike. The guy's looking back at her. Hey, hey. And then suddenly he looks back at her. She's gone. They do an instant search, everything else. And, you know, if you're hiking or whatever, if an animal attacks you, there's going to be a trace. There's going to be something. No, she's gone. They use something.
She's clearly tasered or snatched. Yeah. So back to this antimatter stuff. They tell us what they're doing. Like in the Star Trek remake 10 years ago, that mining ship drops a strange one to the planet Vulcan and destroys it. We know the Japanese and others just come out, can artificially create little black holes. China has created false suns and launched them into the atmosphere. We've done them on an underground basis. That's declassified. Imagine what we don't know they're doing. I was reading about fission fusion, artificial suns, black holes they were doing when I was 10 years old. My dad was showing me articles about it. And like, oh, turn to PBS tonight. They're going to show this, you know, them create artificial sun at Los Alamos. And then the Chinese, remember 5 years ago, just launched one up by the beach and just like, they admit.
There were two suns. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, and I tell the public this and they think I'm like making it up. They don't even know this is going on.
Well, the thing is, you've put a lot of information out there and on the record. And so many of those things, the track record on the things you've put out is extraordinary. And this is, you know, going back decades. So what's interesting, though, when you get around these things and the advances in technology, I believe that we're at a level where the breakthrough technology would astound the public to such a level that they need to introduce a story about it in order to make it play in public. And part of that story is going to be, oh, there were evil aliens out there and, you know, we got their technology. They're starting to play that story. They're adopting the story that the researchers got in the first place. Before, the CIA, the NGA, the NRO, they used to push the public off. Now they are inviting Congress people to conjure UFOs. That's the switch. They have the plan. They have the program. And they're saying, okay, we're going to launch a UFO threat with this. We'll take the public's interest and use it against them. This is the danger that's involved with the people who are doing this. And I'll tell you, I've listed the people that are involved in launching the threat aspect. Whoever's behind them, you know, is definitely trying to make a power move. And also, this goes into the drone examinations that we've seen, the drone swarms that have come over these bases, supposedly. You know, you can't swarm a nuclear base in the United States with a drone. The public, you know, it just wouldn't happen. Behind the scenes, they have all kinds of defenses for that. So when we see them doing that, we know we're in a critical moment with what they're doing with the sky event. They've played around with it with the drone swarms. They've played around with it with the UFO threat. And what I believe they're moving towards now is what I want to say, like the continuity of paperclip government. You know, it's the COG program, but they're using this paperclip connection of the advanced technology that they developed there. And that's why they're moving things directly into Huntsville. That's the sign that we're in totally different territory. And the best way to get, you know, since they're doing a version of disclosure and Trump was doing his version saying, I'm going to get all these agencies to release things. That's really what set off a series now, including this April 17th event with Tony Moffitt, the experimental pilot. We're seeing a series of deaths after the announcement. They knew the announcement was coming. They deflected it with Obama, and now you have this situation.
Yeah, and then you predicted it, and then we got record levels of Chinese scientists dying in the same areas. So is X-Protect killing them?
There's tremendous espionage that's been going on, especially, you know, it launched in earnest on the UFO side in 1958, and that goes back to the International Geophysical
Year. Yeah, so there's been other waves of killing is how you predicted it. When were those dates?
Yes, if you look at it, well, one of the things we could do is when I was looking out at the chart of what had happened to the UFO researchers who had gotten the closest. So I look back at people like James McDonald, an Arizona scientist who was very close on all this, and he got eliminated. But he did unusual things that these other people are doing. For example, he wasn't around in the age of cell phones, et cetera, but he had left personal possessions behind before he supposedly suicided himself. And now we're seeing in the cases of so many of these people, they're doing things. They're leaving their smartphones at home, usually wiping the smartphones out, one, maybe two phones, and they are leaving their smart devices in a mailbox. And there was a case here in Wakefield of a scientist who left his
smartwatch.
Exactly. And so when you leave these things behind, and McCaslin had done it, he set the pattern also. They're getting instructions, which is you need to leave and you can't be, you know, we can't watch.
Yeah, let's be clear. What they do is they say, here's your choice. Let's go with the Israelis in a bunch of news articles this week. They go, they told the dad in the car, get out and walk over. We're going to kill you. We'll kill your whole family. He gets out and let them kill him. They say, you're going to show up here or your whole family's dead. It's real simple.
Exactly. They give them the instructions. Now, there's another level of control that they have here, and that goes directly to hypnotic control, which is when they hear a certain thing, you know, and they agree to accept that type of programming to be part of these secret programs. So when we see people acting unusually, you know, like in the case of LeBlanc, the scientist down there for NASA, the 29-year-old guy who drives to an airport and sits for 4 hours in his Tesla before it explodes, and, you know, he is found in the charred remains, they can't even identify the remains. So when we're looking at cases like this, we are looking at a pattern that is widespread, and the people have to have access, one, to the names of the scientists, the team projects that they're working on, and the thing that I think is most important is, are they exercising their ability to retire? Because in the case of McCaslin and Reza,
they may be staging their deaths like a witness protection.
Exactly, yeah. And when they go to say, well, I'm going to retire— well, there's a whole protocol involved for the intelligence agencies to size up the candidate. Well, when they retire, for example, in the case of Monica Reza, she had put together a patent that she was selling back to NASA. They had developed that patent under those same conditions in the laboratory with McCaslin using UFO technology. That's where she got it in the first place. So we're using that for all our launches now, but she privately patented it. So therefore,
incredible,
you know,
incredible.
Here's the message.
And so, just tell another story, which I shouldn't even get into. It's not a, I've never been part of an intelligence agency, never done that. But once you get into this, you're in it, whether you like it or not. I remember repeatedly, I'm not going to get into the specifics, but about 20 years ago, they said, here's your chance to retire. They had a family member come to me and say, these people want to talk to you. They want you to retire. Just get out of everything. You'll be given money for life. Are you ready to retire? And then I had about a year ago, some people approached me, I'll leave it at that, and say, wouldn't it be nice to retire? So that's the term they use, means like just like
oh,
done.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. There's
so I guess they're being nice, kind of like, again, like, would you like to retire now?
Wow. And when you got that outreach, you know, did you get it from someone you knew and trusted or
mm-hmm.
not?
Mm-hmm. Both times.
Yeah. 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 That is a real technique. And I think it would put, you know, I would add security if I got those types of suggestions.
Well, that's because they threaten them. It's not like a, yeah. Here's an example. If I thought we were winning, we were starting to win, I'm ready to punch out. I'm not trying to die. But like now they want to replace me with people that produce pro-pedophile Satan shows and say they're going to wear my skin. So I'm supposed to retire and then these people become me? No way. It's like,
well,
that's
just
different factions. Yeah. But what is this? I don't know your views on this, but there's like literally a Satan faction in this. They're like demon-possessed gremlin creatures.
Oh, there's no question. There's deep, deep Satanism. We remember the stories that came out about Satanism in the military, and the factions who were there were joint chiefs and people who said, we don't want any part of this. But you had people like Aquino, for example, and he ran the Temple of Set. He was openly satanic. So we know it's there. We know it's an element. And when, once you get it into secret programs, forget it. You're going into a totally
Ted Gunderson other said direction. They had major satanic cults at every base.
Yeah, this is a huge problem because technically it's allowed to express any religion that you want. Can you imagine under the Biden administration, you know, when they were like, hey, choose your gender as a soldier too, you know, so that you could choose anything. But you could see the widespread, you know, kind of appeal of this whole thing. They were growing. They were power centering. A lot of this around the UFO file, they're claiming now that they have an alternative method so that you don't have to spiritually evolve, that you're going to go through this kind of technology door. And when you were talking about the development of black holes and things like that, what do they have at CERN? I mean, CERN is now CERN 2. It's now a 25
Well, physicists warning you create a black hole or a strangelet.
A strangelet, exactly. The strangelet, there's actually, and I want to put this on the record, there's a case in Hawaii of scientists who sued CERN about the strangelets. There's a lot of information that came out there, including
Well, I'm sure you know, because you seem to ever know everything. Did you know they got a cyclotron under Kona and under Kauai?
Oh, that is fascinating. Yes. And it makes sense, too, because, of course, that is also part of what they did with Kona Blue there off in Hawaii. And part of the Kona Blue program was part of what they came up with when they said, well, we have this blue program. Yeah, you know, I was putting out there that there's the name of their UFO program on the inside is called Blue, literally B-L-U-E. And they've had that program for years. But I put it on the record to such a point, and these counterintelligence people got in touch with me, and they were like, oh, we're going to give you all this info. By the way, where did you get the name Blue? Because we've kept that undercover for a long time. And I said, well, I did it in the research, you know, and they were like, no, who gave it to you, really? And I said, yeah, really, I
well,
did research.
Well, look at Bezos and IBM. They'll call it Blue, Deep Blue, 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 Blue. It's everywhere.
Exactly. And look at Blue Origin. It's amazing because you and I, the last time I was on here, were talking about the incredible asteroids that were hitting. And they hit, there was a peak there in Austin as well that you were telling me about when the asteroids were coming in and we were getting these incredible meteorites. Well, the fascinating thing is that if you look, you'll see Bezos launched his company, which is Neo Hunter, and they're supposed to be an asteroid destroying company, and they will take out the asteroids that are going to come in and ruin a city and demolish a city by taking them out before they get here. Well, now you can see when those huge displays are coming on, who might be orchestrating the whole thing in the background. And Bezos and Blue Origin, there's no question he's a big player in space, although we don't hear very much about
him. We got to do this again. DarkJournalist.com, all next Dark Journalists. Incredible job. God bless you, my friend. Thank you.
That's great to see you, Alex.
Thank you. Harrison Smith takes over. Please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. The new daggers are in. They're going to sell out quick. Five different daggers, only 1,000 each. Incredible deal. Support us. God bless you all. Thank you, Daniel List. This was real information. All right. Thank you so much. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about.
This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. We've taken the InfoWar this far. Please take action now. For those of you who've been on the fence over body thing, DollarSoulStore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks, we're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.